Sitting down with Mayor Robert Halfacre from the city of Clemson. Mayor Halfacre, after Monday night's meeting, where does Clemson stand on further regulating development in both commercial and residential districts in the city?
So after Monday night, we had a lot of good discussion between our city council members as well as the community, property owners, residents. We're looking at there was an ordinance that was proposed. The ordinance, it was voted down Monday night, is going by the Planning Commission to discuss some opportunities to look at commercial properties and what respect residential plays in those commercial properties. And when I say that is, you know, how can keep the smart measurable growth from a density perspective and also from what fits our values, our vision for the city. It's going back to Planning Commission. Then Planning Commission will come back to City Council, and then we'll look at this ordinance on the residential part and commercial properties throughout, specifically downtown Clemson.
Mayor Halfacre, Monday night, there was mention of a 30,000 student population at Clemson University. Has the university's administration shared with the city just how much enrollment will increase in the future?
We're constantly having discussions with Clemson University. We have different areas that we address throughout to try to keep on enhancing the relationship between the city of Clemson and Clemson University. And part of that is the discussion about the enrollment of the anticipated enrollment. And that is what was shared with us Monday night, is the anticipated over time. So that's part of why we have to have these discussions, because obviously we all know what kind of impact the students provide a lot of value within our community. And I say within our community, not just Clemson, throughout our whole region. But we have to plan for this type of increase if that's the direction Clemson University is going.
At what point does a 30,000 student enrollment infringe on city government's ability to provide and maintain services?
So we're already faced with that challenge from an infrastructure. We all see what the impact is right now on traffic within the community. Obviously, every time you increase from a student population, but also from a resident population, you have to have the right infrastructure from a sewer. We did expand our plant earlier this year to accommodate some growth. It's not just the sewer facility, it's also traffic. That's a real huge issue within our community, and it's not just Clemson, it's regional. And so that's why we're looking at it from a regional. So Andy Blondeau, now our official city administrator, has coordinated a group bringing in different city administrators, different leaders within our community, from Oconee County Council to Anderson County Council to Pickens County Council to different mayors to different city council representatives, to talk about how it's affecting us regionally and what we can do. And the next step is really you have to have a traffic study to show where the data is, so you can start talking to the South Carolina DOT about what next steps we can all look at to try to mitigate the congestion we're seeing. But it is definitely long range aspect. Unfortunately, there's no low hanging fruit. We've tried everything we can on the low hanging fruit at this point. So we just gotta now look at a traffic study to tell us what options we may have and start planning for the future, because with that announcement of 30,000 plus possibly in the future, it's only going to get worse before it can get any better. But if you're not addressing it and starting to talk about solutions, then you're not doing what you need to do.
Mayor Robert Halfacre with the city of Clemson, thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.